here we go. We are here at the 2018 PSEU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, in America's heartland, basically. Look who I ran into, Mr. Christian Ristoff from MasterCard. How are you, Chris?
Great. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing
great to be here.
I think I got your name right on the second try, I apologize.
Good. Oh, good.
Very cool. So, I mean, I know the show has just started, the conference just started. Let's ask you, what are your expectations here this year?
Sure. So PSEU is an important part of ours. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I'm responsible for a program in MasterCard called StartPath, which is essentially our engagement platform with startups. So I've gotten to know the folks over at PSEU pretty well. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed by how much investment in both time and resources they're putting into working mm-hmm. with fintech. Mm-hmm. So just eager to see what else they have lined up for us.
Right. Yeah, because fintech's kind of the thing that makes the world go round right now, you know. So it's all the rage, I hear.
Yeah, it's definitely a topic on the radar.
Exactly. A little bit, just a little bit. So making sense. We're talking about making sense of fintech disruption. So what is what is the disruption right now? Because technology is obviously moving at a super rapid pace.
Sure.
Something major will have changed by the time we're done talking. So what's your take on all this in the world today? What's going on?
Sure. So I'll give you one anecdote, which I think is a pretty powerful one. So if we look at the world of the Internet of Things, or IoT, there's approximately 10 billion connected devices in the world today. And by all accounts, the projections are that number reaches 50 billion by 2020, mm-hmm. right? So think about the impact on commerce that has. Mm-hmm. Think about the impact the potential impact that can have in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, by all likelihood, it's probably significantly higher than what we've seen in the past 50 alone. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing quite a bit of innovation coming in from fintech, and we're thinking about how we harvest that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example, or I'll give you a little bit of a sample point of how our program works. So on an annual basis, we review something like 1,600 applications from startups. We accept about 40 of those. Mm-hmm. When we tend to do this in four waves, right? So we've just wrapped up wave one for 2018, and we're in the midst of selecting the companies for wave two.
Okay.
So we see a very broad stroke of technology. The thing that's standing out for me this year, and specifically at the moment, is the advances of natural language processing, right? Mm-hmm. So what does that mean?
Is this voice banking, essentially?
So the applications that we're seeing is, think about all the data that lies within all of the customer service calls that we receive, all of the social media that's directed at a specific financial services mm-hmm. provider, even all of the emails that are sent out to us, right?
Yeah.
Up to this point, it's been pretty complicated to sift through that, a lot of man hours thinking about trying to extract operational improvements or cross-sell opportunities. Natural language processing can be deployed on that data, categorize the data, and then give us meaningful samples that we can now execute against.
Okay.
That in itself, I think, is pretty interesting.
Yeah. How do we connect the dots to credit unions, though, from this technology, from this process you just described? Yeah. Let's connect it. How do credit unions benefit?
So the good news is we do a lot of that work on your behalf.
Thank you.
So we do scan the globe, and we legitimately utilize the entire power, the entire network and reach of MasterCard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere we have an office, we are sourcing and selecting startup technology. So we have a pretty good pulse on things, as well as an understanding of who the good providers are. Mm-hmm. What we do once we find fintech providers is we run them through a pretty thorough due diligence process. So we get a sense for how ready they are to deploy, how well they're funded, how good of a product market fit they have already.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do once all of that due diligence is complete is we then extended to our partners. Mm-hmm. As an example, PSEU comes to us and says, we're looking to solve for problem statement X, Y, and Z over the next 12 to 18 months.
Yep.
And if natural language processing happens to be one of those, we're going to give them a product suite of six companies that can solve against
right
that.
Yep. So how do you guys select companies to work with? Because it sounds like there's probably a vetting process, I'm sure, because there's so many out there to choose from, my gosh, you know?
Yes.
So what's the process MasterCard goes through?
Yeah, so initially, So maybe even beginning with sourcing. So
sure.
We work with VCs across the globe. Mm-hmm. We work with accelerators for later stage companies. Mm-hmm. We also do some direct sourcing. So whether it's our own business units or networks of our business units, we leverage those as well to basically gather a funnel of credible companies. Mm-hmm. What we do after that is we look for sort of five things. Like okay. We look for companies that are later stage. What that means is they have a product market fit that's proven out. They have a market demand that they have been able to capture. So it's not just we know that there is this market opportunity out there. There's proof, meaning there's recurring revenue that these guys have been able to capture. Thirdly, we look at strategic fit for ourselves, right? So we want to make sure that these companies are delivering against what the payments ecosystem is looking for. Mm-hmm. And then we look for credibility in the team, right? So we want to make sure that the team is comprised of people that understand the industry, are able to work with the industry. That mm-hmm. tends to be a big barrier, mm-hmm. and typically tend to come from the industry as well.
And so then you connect these folks with companies like PSCU, and then they take it and then run with it to their credit union clients? Is that kind of the whole process?
So once an introduction is made, this is the baseline of our offer. Once an introduction is made, then we see sort of a few hurdles that come along, right? Mm-hmm. The first hurdle is I found them, now I need to figure out if I can onboard them. Right. Yeah. So some of the due diligence that we do can help with that. Secondly is I found them. Now I need to figure out how I integrate them into my stack. Mm-hmm. So whether it's through learnings that we can share or whether it's through some of these startups being connected in sandboxes that we have, mm-hmm. we can actually extend some of these integrations for actual piloting and testing. And then we see a little bit of a challenge in packaging all of the results from a pilot and then selling it up the organization, right? So we think about what the KPIs are for a particular technology stack. We think about what the consumer's KPIs may be, right? Mm-hmm. And we do a pretty good job of actually helping our customers package those as well and build the broader story across the organization.
You guys sound like quite the matchmaker.
The tech
matchmaker, MasterCard, a new division.
we're in a pretty interesting place in the ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
So it's both being able to leverage our global footprint, our expertise, as well as our understanding of the financial services mm-hmm. providers. So mm-hmm. I think that's given us a pretty good, a pretty unique position to be able to actually play a little bit of intermediary. Yeah.
What are your expectations here at the conference, what are your goals for the conference this week? What do you guys want to achieve?
So personally, I'm here for a presentation and a panel tomorrow, Making Sense of FinTech Disruption. I know we have a number of folks across our organization here who will be meeting with clients and partnering with PSCU. So I'm excited to see a few of the other presentations.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to speak to both our PSCU partners as well as a few of the other folks that are here.
Yeah, there's going
to
be some really good content here this week. Definitely, definitely. Hey, do you want to give give SmartPath one more quick plug? And give us a quick little 411 on what it's all about?
Sure. So StartPath, it's a global program.
StartPath,
apologize. Yep. No, you're good. Okay. StartPath is a global program for sourcing late-stage startups mm-hmm. and connecting them to financial services providers. And once a connection is made, we focus on helping you reduce the barriers to working with them. Whether it's agile deployment, agile frameworks, mm-hmm. Or whether it's some of the back-end stuff of integration, such as integration and due diligence.
Exciting stuff. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Christian.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.